The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Oh, God damn it.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's 4 a.m. once again. That means it's time for the 4 a.m. podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I'm your host, as always, Tony. Joining me today is...
Brian.
Bub Assman.
Wow. Okay. I messed up the name, Bart, already. Wow.
He really
you
want
to do this again?
No. No, we're good.
So do you want to say who you are?
No, we're good. They know.
Crumb.
To hell with you.
Joe, the name destroyer.
Yeah.
Slave, barbarian, warrior, thief, Conan. We did Conan the Barbarian from 1982.
Listing classes in Skyrim.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, like, that's one of the taglines, and this might be on IMDb, but one of the other taglines is listed as... Thief, Warrior, Guardian, King. Like, there's no punctuation, so I think it's just one thing.
That's some serious multi-classing. You're going to hit with all kinds of XP penalties.
Yeah. It also says, he conquered an empire with a sword. She conquered him with her bare hands.
James Earl Jones they were talking about?
Maybe.
No, that's the next movie. That's
Tony Diva.
He did have that sexy wig. But this is brought to us by John Milius, who was the director, who did The Wind and the Lions, Red Dawn, Flight of the
Intruders.
Yeah, I think no one knows anything other than one of those. So.
Flight of the Intruder.
Yeah, that's the one.
I saw that.
Is that a helicopter thing?
No,
it's a spy plane.
Danny Glover's in it. No, the Intruder's a small bomber that takes off from aircraft carriers. Still in use today.
Oh. Isn't that one where the dude has like PTSD and goes crazy and is about to nuke a city or something like that?
That's Broken Arrow.
No.
It's the other one with that.
I'm not sure. Flight of the Intruder, it's been a while. I just remember it had Danny Glover. Oh. Know about it.
All right, we'll put it on the list.
It's the one where that kid gets that weird morphing spaceship and then goes around just raping everybody.
No, that was episode 4.
With Pee-wee?
Oh, that was Flight of the Bed Intruder. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So hi to kids, hi to wife. All right, so what is your brief history with this movie, Brian?
I watch the movie like every year at some point. I need to watch Conan beat up something. Usually I watch Conan and Red Sonja like within a few weeks of each other. But I love this movie. Like, it's just, yeah, it's awesome.
All right, Rob.
Well, once I saw Call the Conqueror, I wanted to see the prequel movie to it. So I went, no, I've seen this a couple of times. I think I've seen the sequel more. Is that the one where there's a really goofy monster at
Chris
the end?
Chris Jones, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Chris Jones is not the goofy monster I was talking about.
The second one was the one that, like, doubled the size of the adventuring party and just put in a whole bunch of weirdos.
It's a bunch of...
Will Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Some Grace
bunch
Jones
of bald Grace Joneses out here.
They won't knock again.
So I've seen the second one more, but I have seen this a couple of times.
Okay. Joe.
I grew up with this movie. It was in my regular rotation. I watched it more times than I can remember.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle there. It comes up every once in a while. Like, I don't watch it every year like that, but I've seen this numerous times every few years or so. Somehow it comes up, and the sequel.
I legit watch this every year. Like,
I believe
some point,
like, I believe
right when the end of summer hits, or fall's about to start, usually around then. But like last year, I watched it early in the year. But,
you get yourself a pumpkin to carve and just sit down at Conan the Barbarian.
No.
Wrap Christmas presents and watch Conan the Barbarian.
Well, usually for me, like end of the summer is where my depression starts, so I need things like that aren't depressing for me to watch. So Conan, I'm like, I'm fucking Barbarian.
Not depressing for you to watch?
Yeah, what?
Yeah. So I don't fall into my spiral. I can even sit out of it, so I watch awesome things.
Okay. All right. Brief history of this movie. Oliver Stone apparently worked on this at one point, and he was going to set it in a post-apocalyptic future because there was a lot of talks of the inaccuracies of this is supposed to be I don't even know, because we're getting all different elements from different eras, like the Middle Ages and other things. I don't even know how to properly say it.
Don't think too hard, you ruined the movie.
Well, that's the thing. They thought too hard and they were going to set it in the post-apocalyptic future, which I imagine would have changed things quite a bit. Mm. But eventually someone was like, yeah, no, don't do that. Just said, fuck it. We'll make it just nonsense fantasy. And
yeah, it's quite fantasy. Out. Boom.
Yeah.
Just equal parts Vikings and Mongols. Yeah, you're good to go.
Do you know who originally was going to be playing Conan in these movies? No one.
Sylvester.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was their only choice. But he needed to be trained for this. So they had an expert on the Conan series of books and so on come in and teach him the ways of the warrior.
Read the books to him.
Probably. He decided to...
Oh, for the movie was just them actually training him. They just filmed it.
Well,
kept him in a cage and everything.
Well, first of all, the guy who taught him all about Conan, he rewarded him by letting him be stabbed in the movie at some point. So one of those guys getting killed by Conan is this dude. So nerd's wet dream, I guess.
I'll be okay with that too. Like,
oh, hell yeah.
An extra, I help. All right.
Yeah. I kept thinking he's probably like one of the guys in the pig mask during the orgy scene or something.
Wow.
But yeah, he did also go through other training, including sword training, some climbing training, horse riding, martial arts, and so on, including throwing around an 11-pound broadsword for 2 hours a day just so he could get used to the weight. James Earl Jones was thrown into this movie actually at the last minute because they thought he was going to have prior engagements, but... They got him for the role, thankfully, I guess.
All he needs is voice for Star Wars. So.
No, it is Broadway stuff. Oh. Apparently, James Earl Jones and Max von Sydow and Schwarzenegger all got along really well. And Schwarzenegger decided to also help James Earl Jones out.
Open a restaurant with them all.
No, that was another group we'll get into later. But... No, he decided to help James Earl Jones out by exercising together every day, and James Earl Jones taught him how to act.
Good.
So, a lot of wasted time on both ends.
No. Hold on. Imagine how bad this movie would have been if he hadn't gotten that little bit of training.
Sure.
How much worse they'd be.
Yeah.
So.
Also, the
kindergarten cop.
What are you trying to prove here?
Is that on the list? I want to watch
Junior?
That.
We're saying eventually he got to the point where the first 20 minutes of the movie he could talk and not just go, ow, ow.
Yeah, and we got, everybody chill.
Exactly.
Have an ice day.
That was his doing. He made that happen.
Oh, so now it's all his doing. Okay.
No,
all
like, right. Those cheesy lines, like, he made them put that in those scripts for him.
Yeah. And if he didn't know how to speak English still, we wouldn't have that.
Anyway.
We'll save that for another day. The fake blood used in this movie.
It was real blood.
No. But
some of it was.
It was, I forgot what kind of coagulant they used.
Nitroglycerin, because that shit exploded everywhere.
Better yet, though. It was something they had to mix with water to get it to actually flow like blood, but it kept freezing because of the cold weather. So instead they used vodka so everyone would conveniently swallow a bunch of it and then head back to makeup to get more. So that might explain some of the acting in this. And of course, famously, as Brian has brought up with us several times, the dogs used when chasing Schwarzenegger down were just really unruly dogs. And actually attacked him, pulled him down from the top of these rocks where he got a severe back injury, which I think is what you hear in the clip.
Yeah, like it said one dog was a trained attack dog, and it was trained to attack like the arm thing. It got super excited and just went at him.
Well, yeah, from what I read, according to the director, those dogs were well-trained in attacking, but not well-trained in general, and would actually attack their owner as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
Why would you ever use those dogs?
I think he said it was last minute. Like, there were different dogs that were going to be used, but those were last
those dogs time. Showed up and killed them.
Yeah.
And at this point, Schwarzenegger wasn't such a name where he could say, yeah, let's not do that.
They were going to get the dogs from Beastmaster, but they all died of mysterious causes.
I read,
be like, look, Schwarzenegger, you're going to have sex with every woman in this cast.
Pretty much.
So just let the dog fuck you up for a little while.
I read, what's her face in one of the sword fights, cut her finger like to the bone.
Oof.
Like in a fight, you know, like it's crazy. Wow. All
right. So, anyone want to guess at how much money this movie had to make?
How much money it had to make? What were they?
I mean,
gonna kill somebody
to make it? How much money they had to make it?
I'm gonna say $16 million.
I'm gonna go 20.
I'll just go with a dollar because I think it's under those.
Actually, Rob's right on the money. It's $20 million.
Wow.
You want to guess at how much
that's,
it made?
Wow, for 1982, that's. Pretty big budget.
There's a lot of big set pieces.
Yeah, they built big sets. Like,
I suppose.
Those towns were built. Like,
I'm going to say 50.
$85 million.
The magic number, guys.
40.
That's not the magic number. The magic number is $69 million.
That is the magic number.
Magic number.
69 is the more magic number.
That was 42. Anyway, so where'd this money go, Joe? Who's in this thing?
So you got this guy called Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Like, I don't even know how many times he's been on the podcast now.
Is this just the second time, though?
Well, I know there was Commando.
Oh, Commando, Predator, and this. So three? Or are there more?
That's it.
I think that's it so far. Yeah. I'm sure he'll come up again.
I mean, we were going to do Jingle All the Way, but, you know, you guys voted me out of it once.
And also, you might be forgetting that it probably should have been him in Masters of the Universe, but it wasn't.
Why should it have been him?
I don't know, he probably...
Would have heard broken English from another actor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway.
All right. So,
I don't want to stun
you. You got James Earl Jones as Thulsa Doom.
Oh, wait. Dolph Lundgren could have played Prince Adam and then Schwarzenegger.
Oh, very insulting to London. Never mind.
Go ahead. Max von Sydow as King Osiric. You got Sandal Bergman as Valeria, Ben Davidson as Rexor.
Wait, her name is Sandal?
Sandal, S-A-N-D-A-H-L, so I'm going with Sandal. All
right.
Cassandra Gava as the witch, and Mako as the wizard.
Yeah. Mako is the narrator, of course, of the story, because they wanted Schwarzenegger to do it, but...
They immediately aborted that decision.
Yeah, apparently they were... When they were trying to write the script, they brought him in and had him read like a bunch of Conan stories or whatever to see how he could do with the monologue.
Yeah.
And they changed it drastically so he doesn't talk for the first 20
minutes.
But I mean,
they did.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
They did use that audio, though. They use it in the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Wow.
It's an unused scene where the Wookiee mother gives birth to Lumpy.
I thought it was was it Lumpy or Itchy or Scratchy or whichever one was using the masturbation chair.
They were all using it.
No, that scene had to be cut in favor of the part where B. Arthur just dumps liquid into a man's skull. God damn, that's the worst.
My friends. Da, 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 da.
And to the canteen. Okay, no, we're getting off.
$20.
I blocked most of the movie out.
Like, $20.
I blocked out of my brain. Like,
lucky you,
Ryan. Do we want to make a critical fail pact here?
Hey, if I roll a 20.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right.
That makes me do that.
That's my spiral. That's my spiral.
All right. So speaking of narration, we start out with some Mako narration.
Yo, if you got Mako, use Mako. He's a pretty sick narrator. Like, just
that's
having him voice
rude,
over anything.
Joe. Okay, oh, you meant sick, yeah. Like cool. I get it.
Wow.
We don't have my Doritos.
I'm gonna let the internet take care of that one.
I didn't make fun of Mako. I love him. Zuko.
No, don't. Yeah. Just pick whatever Doritos we got, buddy.
I'm going to take it.
All right.
It's fine. It's cool.
Right? It's a time of high adventure.
So, yeah. Things are happening. Stuff is crazy. We're forging swords.
You know what you can't fuck with in this movie? The damn drums. Like, those drums are, like, you're pumped about this sword being forged.
Yeah, you are.
drums are just like squeezing testosterone out of your balls.
Not only that, like,
this is not an image I need in my head, but all right.
I mean, and while you're being milked, I guess. The cool thing is, like, they're forging the sword, like, in complete darkness. You can't see anyone, like, throwing the hammer. Mm. You can't see anything happening. You just see the sword glowing with heat and power and lust.
And phallic symbols.
And phallic symbols. Something phallic about. Phallic
symbols galore.
Yeah.
When I saw this, I'm like, man, when my mom tucks me into bed tonight, I'm going to fucking headbutt her. I'm so bummed.
Wait, what? I'm just going to eat my Dorito.
Okay. And this is ground to a halt.
Yep.
Wow.
So,
welcome back, Joe.
Yep.
Yeah, we get a nice little moment between this king-ish guy. Is he king?
Snowler.
Guy. Right.
No, just, yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry, because this has been a theme lately, but I got the same impression of, like, he's Mufasa and given the story of everything the light touches.
Just call him Viking Dad.
Viking Dad, all right.
Yeah.
But he's telling his kid, you know what? Bitches don't mean nothing. Money don't mean nothing. You're steel. That's where it's at, buddy.
The green screen behind us with the clouds don't mean nothing.
Yeah, sure don't.
That buffalo I ride don't mean nothing.
God, I want a buffalo. And, like, there's a good 5 minutes of this war party riding towards the village and just drums and guys on horses.
All right. I've watched the movie a bajillion times.
Yeah.
I never noticed until today that this kid is fishing in a fucking puddle.
Yeah.
I never fucking noticed.
That's all he got.
Until fucking today.
Snow and ice everywhere else.
Yeah, but
he's not very educated, Brian.
Like he's in a fucking forest. He's fucking fishing in the fucking puddle at the bottom of the tree.
What? Oh, fuck. His father's like,
well, I don't know. Maybe there are fish in there. Who knows?
He's like, what'd you catch today, son? Just sadness. Yeah.
I caught depression.
That's what he told him about steel. He's like, look, it's all you.
Yep.
You're going to have some skills. You're going to have to get beat up when you get older because you're dumb.
And then immediately following that, he broke the kid's fishing pole in half.
Get strong, kid. Get strong.
Get good.
So,
By the way, I know, and I'm probably alone in this, but no one else thought this kid kind of looked like Neve Campbell.
Listen, none of us have a boner for Neve Campbell. We don't.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what Neve Campbell looks like.
Sorry.
Tony. Was she the one from Hellboy?
No. That's
Selma
Blair.
She was, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think the first Scream, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Never seen either of those films.
Oh, subsequent ones, too.
I think.
Never
that
seen
any. That was a good call,
them.
Rob.
Yeah,
no,
I feel
not,
I don't
I Know
feel
What You Did
Last
Summer. She was Scream. Jennifer Love Hewitt was I Know
What's
What
the
You
difference?
Did.
Oh. Could you tell me the difference between A, Neve Campbell, and B, I Know What You Did Last Summer, vis-a-vis Scream?
Not enough
the,
to
the
matter.
Stories, yes. The people, one has longer hair and a better career.
All right. So, while we're talking about the ladies, I like how everyone in this village and everyone attacking this village is super gross, except for Conan's mom is like scorching hot.
Yeah.
I think the working title for this movie was like Swords and Supermodels or something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. She had the green eyes. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. So, these guys just come in and just start killing people. Just generic fantasy asshole raiding party.
Literally just ride through the town destroying everything as they go by.
I like that the village puts up a bit of a fight. It's not like the Beastmaster where the guy just stands in front of the village like an asshole and gets ridden down by everybody.
Yeah, they try.
Conan's dad takes a while to die, and he gets a brutal one because he gets like an axe in the back, and then he gets mauled by dogs.
Oh yeah, these dogs just go to town on him.
But he does take out like 15 dudes before he goes down.
And then that's Conan's mom's the like, girl. I'm still gonna fight you. I got my sword.
Yeah, I'm gonna defend my kid.
Dulce Doom's like, I'll handle this one.
So yeah, he shows up. By the way, this is also just for me, but he kind of looks like Midna. Anybody gets that from the Zelda series? Yeah, I know.
He looks like Rita Repulsa. No, I don't get. He doesn't look like Rita Repulsa.
No.
I've been trying to place who he looks like. I don't know.
I think he looks pretty distinct.
With the helmet, like I said, I think he looks
with
like
the helmet. Yeah,
when he takes the helmet off, he looks like James Earl Jones in a bad wig.
But him and his two like right hand men make like a sick 80s hair metal band.
Oh, real, yeah,
real. Yeah,
that's true.
I was calling one of the guys Roadie the whole time because he just looks like a roadie to some rock band.
I watched this with Brick. And he made a voice for that guy. He had a whole like character going on. He was doing like a Hulk Hogan kind of running promo for the whole time that guy was on the screen. But anyway, so this guy is essentially just a follower of Set from Vampire. Like they just copied everything Thulsa Doom does, and it's like, all right, those are the Setites.
Yep.
So he's just like, he just stares at her, and she can't move or do anything. And he's just like, all right, we're cool. I'm gonna turn away for a sec and fucking cut your head off.
Whoop, didn't see that coming.
And so, what is the point of these guys attacking this?
At that point, Thulsa Doom was interested in learning the riddle of steel.
Steel.
The riddle of stool.
I'm interested in learning that riddle, too, because I fail it every Friday.
Instinctively, he knew the answer to this was the kid that fishes in a puddle.
Yeah, he wasn't very good at acquiring it. I mean, he could have gone up and asked. They're like, yo, why don't you teach me something like that? I don't know.
I guess.
Right. So, yo, what's the riddle of steel? Somebody tell me. Okay.
If you don't, I'll fucking kill your village. How about that?
I guess.
Anyway, so he's like, we're done here. Take all the kids. We're going to go bring them somewhere. And you get to the big old pointless wheel in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Now, does it start out with all the kids pushing this wheel?
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, it's just Arnold by himself.
Oh, Brick had a question here where he was like, what is the point of this wheel? And I told him it's to make Arnold Schwarzenegger's.
Yeah.
Because all of those kids were just kind of morphed together into one big old Arnold.
He ate all of them.
Yeah.
Also, spoiler alerts, it's how the island moves.
Okay. I mean, that's something because like this, they're not like grinding grain or they're not doing anything with this wheel.
They could have been. I don't know.
Maybe.
This is just to grow Schwarzenegger's.
But there's no like support buildings or anything to suggest any sort of production.
It's just a Kimmy Schmidt situation. There. I said my thing that nobody's going to get. Okay. Are you happy now?
Yes.
I'm not happy with either of you.
All right. I have a theory. That it started...
Unbreakable. Stay alive, damn it. It's a miracle.
I got the reference.
I know you did.
But I have a theory that he got all those kids to push the wheel, and eventually they just melded into one.
That's what Joe just said.
I did just say
that like 2 minutes ago.
You were too busy trying to think about references nobody would get but you.
No.
Anyway, bottom line, this guy spends a while spinning a wheel like all of adolescence. I don't know how when he was taken off the wheel, he doesn't just walk in circles for the rest of his life. He just slowly rotates to the left.
Well, I think he was trying to. That's why the dude had to like push him and smack him around.
That's true.
They're like, I got a better use for this dude. We'll have him sit here and have a staring contest with this other guy like all day. And then they fight.
You know what's funny about that?
What's that?
Like, I feel like that was his first fight ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like it was like, what am I doing here? Ow!
No, he didn't know. Like the guy just came up and started biting him.
Yes, bro. What are you doing? Ow! What the fuck? Well, yeah.
It's his first fight ever. He's had no training, and we're gonna throw him in a pit with a guy with shark teeth for some fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just figure it out.
Because Gwildor had been watching his experience points, and he officially hit swole, so he gets put in a pit.
Like here's what it is. Like, all right, so Gwildor, he's playing like Final Fantasy, right? He's like, if I put the controller down while pressing the X button and the thing hit a certain way, it'll fight monsters for me without me doing nothing. So he's like, Arnold, this is you.
Is that a real thing?
Yes. I've done this. So he's grinding for like, literally is grinding.
That's what the wheel did. It cranked out XP points.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Final Fantasy, I want to say 10, you get to a certain point where there's an island you can go on. And you hold down the X button and set your control. When you use elastic bands, so you're like rolls running in a circle, and a monster will fight you. X hits fight. Weak monster, you kill it. Then the screen goes back to normal. You run in circles, do that for like hours. It used to work.
That was the cheapest fucking move.
Oh yeah, but it worked though.
Oh yeah.
And that would help you kill that giant cactuar?
Well, no, it would give you a bunch of XP and like drop stuff. And then you were going.
Yeah, and get some money so you go buy shit from the shops. Anyway, so turns out the giant Austrian man is really good at killing people.
What? Who would
have thought? Because he pretty brutally like breaks this guy's arm and then breaks his neck. But then you get a montage of him just murdering a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, just slaughtering everybody.
Like a gladiator.
And being bred with the finest stock.
Yep.
They give him books too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he learned how to read, write, rate, you know, the three R's. God.
Fuck.
Is that our new presidential decree?
Please. He don't know how to read.
Yeah, you
might. If he did, he would have gotten to "I hear you" in his notes. But anyway, so they give Conan this girl, right?
It's real. It's fucking real.
They give Conan this chick, and he's like, "I gotta. Oh, it's okay." She's looking nervous. They stick him in the cage, and she's all scared. She's like, "I'll put this blanket around. It's okay."
They push her in there, and they pull off her robe.
Yeah,
so she's essentially naked.
She's
got a little loincloth.
Yeah, she's got her boobies out. Mm. Yeah. But he's like, "Here, take this blanket. All right, now lie down. I'm gonna have sex with you real quick."
Yeah,
blanket's gone.
that second of comfort. Yeah,
I want you to feel like this is a choice you have.
So weird.
And then there's like 10 dudes watching.
Yeah, everyone's watching.
Well, this is before we had internet porn, so they just had to watch.
And they take him east to train with some Asian dudes. I like that one, like, other Arnold standing next to him is just smiling. And so the guy just kicks him in the dick. Like his trainer.
It's all sudden.
Was that Sven Ole Thorsen? Or where was he in this?
I don't know.
Mm. But, yeah, basically, like, you're not allowed to have fun in this movie. That's not a thing you can do.
Yeah. Until way later.
Until way later, yeah. So then, like, you get that famous scene where he's just sitting on a table and everyone else is talking.
Yep.
And, like, they're talking about what's best in life. And the guy's just like, "Conan, what is best in life?"
To crush your enemies, to have them driven before you, to the lamentation of the women.
There you go.
Eight cents.
These people have like some messed up priorities.
To eat the zebra's penis.
Well, like, there's
full
like
of cream.
Two other guys that get it wrong before him. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a known answer,
I guess. Yeah.
Somebody learned or something. Like, what? I don't.
Well, it seems like the man that was asking, he was not concerned with debating like what the correct answer is. Yeah. He's just like, "That's it. You gotta, you know, have your enemies destroyed in front of you and hear their women cry."
But I feel like this is kind of like going to a con and being like, who is the best Batman? Like, Christian Bale. Wrong!
Yeah.
But that's my opinion. Wrong!
But that's exactly it.
What's the best kind of bear? Wrong. Black bear.
So you mean the internet?
Yeah.
Yes. He is the internet.
You know, for this group of people, he was the internet. Because he was their porn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess he's their search engine now.
Yeah. That's, and he's a bully. Mm-hmm. So, I don't even remember what
he just gets freed for like no reason. The guy that's been training him is just like, "Just get out of here."
Yeah. Gwildor just kind of cuts him loose and it's like, "We don't want you anymore. Get out of here."
I would have liked, you know, some closure on my why that was, but it wasn't necessary, but.
You remind me of a friend I had when I was a little person.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, I've made this guy too awesome. He's got to go.
I have a feeling this was like book one and they just didn't have time for it. So they're just, fuck it. It's the first couple minutes of this movie. You know, he's freed for some reason.
It's like, "I've created a monster. I need to free him before he just realizes that I've been imprisoning him all this time."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. "I need to cut his chains free before he realizes he could snap them like a twig and do the same to my neck."
Like he was like the Rancor breeder, and like they were gonna kill the Rancor, and he was like, "No, be free! Don't let them kill you. Be free! Go, go!"
Did he also have six tits?
Maybe.
We never got to check.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go.
Yeah, and he's just like, "I'm gonna go over here," and then the movie's like, you're going to get chased by dogs.
Yep.
No reason why. Just it's just happening.
Well, because the guy's like, you're free now. But, oh, by the way, we live in dog-infested territories, yeah. So.
In all fairness, he's terrified of dogs. You watch them tear that apart, so.
No, I'm not fighting that. But,
yeah, but that's so this whole thing that caused Arnold in real life to get, injured is totally inconsequential. Does not need to be in the movie at all.
Well, him being chased to this spot is where he meets Crom. Yeah. He
finds Atlantis.
He could have been chased there by a sandstorm anything.
Yeah.
Didn't have to be dogs that they couldn't get trained
he
animals.
Could have hindsight. Broken free while being transported and had to run from the dogs and came here. Yeah. Something like that.
Hindsight is 20/20, all right? And you should just be glad that the leopard that shows up later in the movie was not used to chase him down, because he might not have survived. We might have had a roar
either
scenario.
That or he'd just go from flight to fight.
Just kills this poor animal. Yeah.
All right. So he falls into this cave and you hear just a great smatterings of bounces down the hall.
Dude, 30% of the dialogue in this movie is just
We'll get till the table scene, that's all we were getting from him.
We get a pretty cool scene here though where he finds this dead court of I don't know, it's like a throne room or something. Sees the king's got an awesome sword. He's like, Crom.
Glad he didn't put a crystal skull on anything.
Yeah. Kind of like in Call the Conqueror, when they're in the ice cave, and there's all the dead people around. And he sees the
but there's a purpose to this, and it's cool.
Yeah, and Arnold doesn't have jizz all over his mouth.
Yeah. And
well,
and in this movie, they would have shown the boobies, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the lady would have gotten naked for no reason in both movies.
Yes.
But this one, you would see the boobies. So, he takes the sword, and I'm sure the guys from American Pickers and Pawn Stars were all upset because he just smashes all the patina off of it. And it's immediately restored to its full awesomeness.
Vibranium.
He just upset a major honey hole.
Yeah.
Oh, the sound to break off the rust.
Yeah, what?
I just put in my notes. So Conan goes to see a fortune teller. This gets weird.
So weird.
It's not even, is it even a fortune teller? She's just come in here and bang me, please.
Yeah, he literally just kind of walks out of this cave where he found the sword, and some lady's like, hey.
She presents herself as somebody who has
a vagina.
Yes. And the ability to acquire knowledge from supernatural sources.
Her vagina,
yeah. I'm not sure if that's what actually. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's what needs to happen, but that's what she wanted to happen.
Right.
So, and I don't know why what happens, but I don't know if he's doing her too well or if she's just.
I don't know, because neither one of them looked like they were having any fun.
No.
Not enjoyable.
No, that was. That was some poor bumping uglies. They're just sort of rubbing on each other a little bit.
And it's
also
ugly.
Yeah.
The first, I believe I read that this was the first sex scene for either of them in a movie. So.
Yeah, I mean, this is one small step hotter than Tommy Wiseau and Lisa in the Room. At least you believe he's humping somewhere near her vagina, but still not on target, but
the aim
somewhere.
Was a lot more.
Here's the thing, Tommy Wiseau in the Room. That's the same effect as watching a dog just try and hump a couch. Yeah. You're just
I will say what happens before and after in this scene makes way more sense than in the Room.
It's true.
I mean, and that being said, this woman, a demon comes out of her and she gets possessed and Conan flings her through the fire.
Just tosses her in the fireplace.
A cartoon comes out.
Yeah.
It
just goes off into the night.
Slimer from the real Ghostbusters comes out.
It just starts with they have a set of flares that go off in sequence along the wall, and then just a cartoon flies away and cackles like a madman.
I mean, Conan's just like, well, I mean, that happens.
Yeah.
I think she did tell him some useful information
She told him where to go.
Yeah,
she named some towns.
Oh, right. Yeah. She was screaming out of town while they were.
Yeah.
She might have mentioned Set, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he just goes outside and Tsubakai is just there.
He's just begging.
Up. Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm really hungry. You have something I could eat?
He's like, I just fucked the woman until she turned into a ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, she caught me and was going to fucking feed me to wolves. Yeah. Yeah. I know the lady.
But yeah, I just happened to kill a woman in there and some dogs. Yeah. So
he's like, no questions. Let's just move on.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just got kicked out of a Sonny Bono lookalike contest. Can we hang out for a while?
Sure.
This guy's like, yo, I'm the thief and the archer. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. I round like, out your cool. party. Yeah. Let's move.
I got a porn stash and a bowl cut. Where are we going?
They're just going to run like it's the Lord of the Rings. They're just going to run somewhere. And then they like go through a city and then they're running again.
Yeah. Along the way, they are asking about the snake thing that they saw, mm-hmm. or Conan saw when he was a kid. He's trying to figure out where the snake people are. It's kind of whatever.
He gets all drunk in the city and like, he's just awful. He's stumbling around. This woman's like, hey, I got this magic charm, protect you in battle. He's like, slot.
Yeah. It's awful. The punch the camel out.
Yeah, camel. I don't know. Did the camel even surprise him? I don't even know why. He just
He's just like, what is this thing? Pow!
Yeah. That's it. It was a stiff jab at the camel.
Yeah.
Staggers it around.
Foreigners.
Pow. And then everyone's like, fuck this guy. And they're all standing up to him.
Fuck you, asshole.
Tsubakai's like, we better get out of here.
Yeah, let's leave.
I didn't realize you had no idea how to behave in a civilized area.
I'm a person.
He's like, dude, my whole adolescence was spent pushing a wheel, and then I fought people to the death and raped women. Yeah. That's all I know.
I occasionally got some, like, Berenstain Bear books, but that's about it, guys. I didn't learn a whole lot.
You learned how to share.
So they, in their asking questions, one of the guys is like, that tower over there is for the followers of Set. Mm. They worship snake guys. If you like snakes, probably that's where you want to go.
Yeah.
So they decide to storm
this
tower. Those
look like the kind of guys you want to steal from.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, I don't know, there were snakes on the tribe that killed my tribe, so.
Close enough. Maybe. Yeah.
Let's check it out.
They hear there's a gem in there, so they're like, all right, let's go figure things out.
So all the dudes from the Neverending Story, they were followers of Set? Because that looks a whole lot like the medallion.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Yeah.
That snake blowing itself.
Maybe that's what the daughter was for. It's a
less intricate one.
She was supposed to become whatever, the Nameless One or whatever.
Isn't it in the Moon second Child?
Movie? I don't know.
Oh, this is a better movie.
This movie's not very clear on what... like is Thanks. Supposed to be happening.
It doesn't matter.
Does not matter at all. No, you are correct. Because here's how they introduce
new party member appears.
Yeah, here's how they introduce main characters. She's like, they're like, are you a guard? She's like, are you guards? And they're like, no. It's like, you're going to steal from there? Yeah. All right, let's go.
Someone has joined your party.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're now climbing the side of this tower.
Now you get Valeria. They do the whole death from above, and it looks like somebody took the liberty of wrapping the entire tower in rope.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was supposed to be a sculpture of a snake, but it looked like it was just a giant rope. Yeah.
It's to let you know in the video game that this climbable surface.
Yeah.
Yeah, one dude was just climbing it.
What's that?
The thief guy. What's his name? Some I think guy. He was just climbing it.
Yeah.
He had a little pickaxe.
Oh, is he doing it? Okay. Yeah.
All right. So then they just go in and like, you know, you got a bunch of ladies in priest robes doing a little procession here. And Valeria's like, all right, I'll stay up here. You guys go down and steal stuff.
Yeah. Because why not?
Yeah.
Like, what I like so much about like the stuff we're here, there are many adventures. Like, I can see this being like your campaign. So, like, you and your friend, like, you know, playing D&D by yourselves. Mm-hmm. And, like, you get a new friend that comes, oh, I'll be the thief. Cool. All right. Like, this is a little mini adventure.
Well, this is like your adventure where the party, like, comes together.
Yeah.
Go steal the jewel, whatever.
So, yeah, we get to the basement. There's a big jewel there in the center of everything.
Big old snake.
Yes.
Big old snake.
Not a big old puppet.
Yeah.
which he just totally ignores.
I like the puppet. Reason. I'm sorry.
No, that's a good
puppet.
It's like, fine. Yeah.
Art majors probably have something else to say about puppet, but I thought it was fine.
Listen, as puppets go, it was better than the ones in Anaconda.
Better than all the CG in Anaconda. That's
yeah. Like true. I honestly had very little problems with the puppet.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I mean, you could tell it was a puppet, but at the same time, it's like that's a lot of weight to try and move around in a natural animal fashion. So sure. Yeah, no, I had no problem with it. I did have a problem with the surrounding situation, but I'll get into that when it's time to get into that.
So the way they go sick house on this fucking snake, like
that's the problem that I have with it. They completely house this giant snake. Like it is not a threat at all.
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
It's literally like, because I think he sweats on it, pees on it. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either.
It's Arnold. He could have just rolled on it.
Yeah, whatever.
Still been milking.
He drips onto this thing's eye to wake it up. But like, it's the only point it's a threat is because he woke it up. And just as he's about to leave, he sees the symbol he's been searching for. So he's grabbing that off the wall, and the snake's like about to pounce on him. But then they're just like, "Oh no, we see you!" and just fuck it up.
They wreck that snake.
Like he gets it in a headlock. He stabs it through the mouth immediately, and then like they get it to the wall, and Suwatai just puts a bunch of arrows in it, pins its head to the wall.
That gives enough time for Conan to take out his sword and just cut its head off.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
oh, we're done.
I mean, it had started to constrict him at that point, but like it didn't matter. Yeah,
yeah.
So all that's happening. Upstairs, Valeria's watching the ceremony go on with these like all these white ladies in dressed in white. They're being like in some sort of trance from this long haired hair metal guy.
Yeah, this one lady comes out and is just like,
"Steel Panther rules.
Here goes all my robes. Now I'm naked too.
Just cause." And we're gonna toss you in a pit with a snake. Mm-hmm. That's what we do here.
And then like she screams and everyone's concerned. Like, oh no! It's like what. What did you expect was going to happen?
I wondered about that myself.
I felt like she was screaming because the snake was dead.
Yeah, that's what I got too.
Not because she was down there.
No, we
but
get
like,
that.
She probably just broke her legs and everything from the fall.
You tossed
like,
her down a deep well to be eaten by a snake. But the point is, what did you expect her to react?
Well, because she's supposed to be like brainwashed, like all these people are. So she's supposed to just fall and get eaten by the snake.
Oh, yeah, with no words.
I felt like she legit screams because the snake is dead.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah,
not because she's hurt down with the snake.
Yeah, I have no question of that. Like, I'm just surprised that everyone's surprised that she screams because
I think normally they don't scream.
I guess.
Sure.
What the fuck's she screaming for? You know what this is.
Yeah. I
signed up for this.
I liked the editing of Valeria, like getting the priestess outfit, where you see her just like behind the woman, and then it cuts to it a second later, and she's standing exactly where that woman is. Suddenly, she's wearing her outfit. And then they make a pretty quick escape. I noticed a common trend here is Subukai and Conan love to leave her behind.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's like, "All right, I'm out." Like,
yeah, they just met her, whatever.
Does the old throw the guy down one rope and held on to the other rope?
Well, like, she's not defenseless. And like, she doesn't need saving.
Yep.
So they're like, she got this, whatever.
She even left her sword up there.
Yeah.
Up top. So, of course, you know, the guy happens to fall, you know, and stop the rope right before her hand would hit the pulley. The movies is just what happens. Yeah. And then they get out and they realize they're stuck on top of the tower now. So they, you know, who wants to live forever? And they jump off.
Into a pool of water.
Yep.
So they make believe.
Yeah.
And Arnold's like, "Oh, I want to go fishing."
I've never seen this much water.
Touch back on that at some point in the movie where he's fishing in the puddle again. Like,
there's puddles of water this big.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. Like, I've never seen this much water. Yeah. Holy shit. They catch all kinds of fish in this shit.
So, you get what passes as romance for this movie?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Considering this is as much as you're going to get.
You just get pissed drunk and
start
he's like,
out.
How many of these rubies is it going to take for me to do you?
Just the one big one.
Okay.
Just one big good. One. I put it in your hand. You belong to me now.
Yeah.
Let's
put this ruby in one hand. You're going to put me in the other.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what happened. That's what the tagline said, Rob. She conquered him with just her bare hands.
So
after there.
Yeah.
Well, that mouth too, I would argue.
Yeah. Eventually.
They bump uglies for a while.
Yeah.
And then it's just time to blow all their loot on partying and getting cool gear. Yeah. Okay. Like they got cool armor now. Like Conan's trying on a whole bunch of doofy hats.
He sure is.
Super Guy's getting all kinds of ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, when King Osiris shows up, well, his guards show up to gather them.
Mm. And I like, it looks like she just told him that she's pregnant.
Because
he's just dead-eyed staring straight forward at the camera with his mouth agape and eventually just falls into his soup.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nice to have downtime once in a while between adventures so you can, like, do things like build things and, like, buy stuff.
Yep.
And, like, have downtime to, like,
heal your wounds.
Heal wounds and stuff. You know, downtime once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So,
is there bitterness in there?
No, it was, last game was like no downtime. I was mad.
Are you finished?
I'm done.
All right.
So anyway, the king requests an audience with them. They drag him in front of him, and he's like, "Hey, listen, money doesn't mean shit to me. My daughter was taken."
He's just throwing rubies at him. He's like, "Take them. There's more. Fuck it.
Fuck you. Whatever." The only thing that matters to me is the glimmer.
He's like Rip Torn with a bucket of confetti. Like he's just like, I don't care.
Rip Torn?
Not Rip Torn. What's the other Rip? The one that throws confetti.
Rip
Van Winkle.
Rip Van Winkle. The other one with confetti.
I forget his name, but it's you know who I'm talking about, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I was totally going along with the Rip Torn thing because I could have sworn there was like.
Oh, I'm sure he's done that before too.
Drunken escapades he went on. He did that. It's like, I don't really remember the confetti thing, but I believe it.
So, anyway.
So, my daughter's been taken. You have a special skill set that.
Yeah.
You're good at retrieving things.
They're like, so, you know, if there's like a giant snake in there, I could get it in a headlock. And he's, you know, maybe. We might need that.
Yeah. Yeah, like you guys were able to steal from this tower, but nobody else was able to do shit to them, so...
One important thing, besides taking the gem, he did take a little amulet in the tower, which is why they had to fight the snake, because they were on their way out.
Yes.
So he's got the amulet that has the symbol of the people that killed his tribe.
And this just in from the news ticker?
It's Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor, that's okay.
All right, he's like, you guys can actually seem to have some kind of ability to deal with these snake people, so please go... deal with them, save my daughter. He's like, what the fuck? I was going to do that anyway.
Well, like, Valeria's like, yo, he just threw a lot of money at us.
I don't do shit.
Yeah, we could just go.
We're good.
Like, Subukai's about, you know, he's all about that too. Like, why don't we just take all that and leave? Conan ain't having it.
Yeah, I particularly, like, he's staring at this amulet, and she's like, we don't need that. We have each other, and we've got love, and we can be warm, and it's great. And like,
kill my father.
Yeah.
Well, she starts making out with him, and like, he starts making out with her back, and then he just like, still holds up that amulet, just like... No, I'm still going to fuck you. Don't worry. Like, I don't know. Gotta look at that side piece.
So, yeah, so he goes off on his own to go infiltrate Thessala Doom.
Yeah, like, what were you going to do? Cult. Like, bro, like, what are you going to take out for the whole army yourself? Like, dude, what were you going to do?
He's definitely on the show up and see what happens school of planning.
Yeah.
Oh.
My plan is to kill everyone.
Well, his charisma is not high enough. He does not have enough points in speech.
Yeah, but his armor class and and Thaco are high enough. I think he was kind of just going like, once I figure out what I gotta do, I gotta do the frontal assault.
I think the real problem is his tactics is really low, but his confidence is really high.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just like, fuck it. We'll do it live. See what happens.
I mean, you see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't have gone with the stealth approach at all.
No.
So he just runs into a flock of hippies. He's like, well, this must be where I need to go.
Yeah, he starts hitting on this priest, I guess.
Well, first he goes to like the less advanced Stonehenge, just stone pile.
Oh, right.
And meets Mako.
Forgot about that.
Mako's just a freaking weirdo. He's just the wizard.
Yeah.
He's making all these crazy noises and whatnot.
I guess this was it a stone pile to Crom? Was it?
No, it had an altar. I don't know if it was for
Crom, and it was on fire, and then the spirits came and put the fire out.
I think it was just a general spiritual place, because Mako was like kind of its keeper. But
yeah, I got more the impression, at least in his mind, this was where Krom's last battle happened, like the battle with the giants. That's what I gathered. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
By the way, he liked it there.
Yeah.
And he got a camel.
And it has some spiritual significance to Krom.
So now he goes to the hippie camp and has the weird encounter with the priest.
Yes.
Yeah. It was weird. Like, he knew what that was. He was trying to get a disguise, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the not more on the priest.
The priest was kind of like, oh, you're a big one and touch your pecs.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you get naked? And like, oh, I'm a little shy. How about we get naked over there? Like, okay, where is this going? But yeah, just he just knocks him out.
He wants his robes. So, yeah. Off it in now.
So he joins this massive procession, and considering this wasn't CGI, like, this was a crowd of, like, at least 1,000 people proceeding here. They were like,
we need hippies. And they were like, we'll do it.
Yeah.
There's weed. Okay.
Yeah. Also, I should point out, logistically, and whoever was in charge of wigs in this movie did a fantastic job. I don't know if there's any award for that, but, like, there's a bajillion wigs in this movie.
I mean,
they had a
lot. Acquiring wigs. Yeah. And having good-looking wigs are two different things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like all the wigs.
They acquired a lot of wigs.
And the award for most wigs acquired goes to...
Did you not see James Earl Jones in this movie?
I liked his wig. It was stupid, but I liked it.
Lace fronts, they were not.
Anyway, there were a lot of wigs involved here. So, well, they proceed to Thessalodun's altar. And this idiot... Like, he wants to get close, so he shows one of the guards the amulet that he stole from that tower. And that was obviously important. It's in the room with the giant snake.
Yep.
He's like, oh, yo, look at this. Can I go over here? The guy's like, can I keep this? He's like, yeah, all right. Dumbass.
Yeah, we hand these out to each other all the time, right?
Yeah, so this guard's like, hey. That jade amulet we were looking for, idiot, just walked over and handed it to me.
He just walked in here with it. What a turd.
So yeah, Thessalodun's right-hand men just come up behind him, and they're like, infidel! And they
choke him out.
Yep. I love, though, how everyone, like, swarms the stairs. Like, every single one of those guys is like, I'm gonna help!
And you can do your part.
All right. So now...
He's captured.
Yep.
And
tortured.
Yeah, they're just... They start by stepping on his hand?
They're just doing that when we can. Yeah, they've been beating him for a while. Yeah. Now they're just stepping on his hand.
Oh, we get James Earl Jones doing his monologue. Mm-hmm. Telling Arnold everything about himself for some reason.
Well, he's like, I killed your tribe, you know, because I was interested in learning the riddle of stool. he's like, I don't care about that anymore. He's like, flesh is stronger than stool.
He just watch this. Yeah. Hey, you up there. Come to me. She's like, okay. Just jumps off the cliff.
Right to her death.
Yeah.
He's like, see that? That's power.
Do that with your stool.
He's like, that's fucked up.
Man, my stool has made people jump.
Yeah, that is true.
Many areas.
It hasn't done a number on my flesh, let me tell you.
So, yeah.
Apparently, he's 1,000 years old, too. That's something he says.
Yeah.
Because he's part dinosaur.
Yeah, James Earl Jones is like, you're a waste. You know, you're such an impressive specimen, but, you know, you're just spinning around the wheel or whatever. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, go to the tree of woe.
I gave you what you needed to be where you are right now. I gave you your whole desire because of me. Your vengeance towards me. You wasted doing this shit? Fuck you.
Trying to sneak in here looking like that?
Put him on the tree of woe.
Crucify him.
And they do.
Yep.
And
just throw him up there.
Just...
Like an old ornament.
Staring contest with a vulture?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a biting contest with a puppet.
So he just waits that vulture out. Vulture's like, I'm going to wait till you die. And he's like, all right, well, I'm dead. And vulture comes by to peck on him a little bit. He's like, psych!
I'll kill you first.
You're dead, vulture. Fuck you.
Bite the hell out of this Muppet.
He bites that puppet so bad.
Fucking throws it off the tree. It's dead. Like, he snapped the thing's neck.
Yeah, it wasn't even for food or anything. Just
you get this horrible, like, dick shot from, like, the corpse's view up at him. And I was like, ugh. And then, that's when Subutai shows up to rescue him. And he laughs. And he dies. So now, Death...
You went to see Mako.
What's that? Yeah. Death in this world's kind of weird. I guess, like, you're not dead till the spirits come for you.
Well, I think in the spot they were in,
yeah,
He Mako puts a bunch of runes all over his body, and then
gives him a new set of PJs.
Yeah, chants something or whatever. I think in the spot they're in, because it's so spiritually yeah. connected, you can see the spirits come for him. You can mm-hmm. see like death coming for him.
Yeah,
and her and Subukai, they fight off spirits.
Yeah,
by crying and hand waving.
Yes. Yeah. Because you know. They're not like they had no reference points to what they were yeah. like. There was no tennis ball on a stick.
Yeah,
there's no one's my ass. So he was the first one to fall asleep at the sleepover, so he got a bunch of dicks drawn on his face. That's how it goes. Yes.
Obviously, these effects are quite dated.
Yes,
I do, however, think they were somewhat effective because they certainly looked unnatural.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, they didn't look good, but. They were somewhat intimidating.
As a kid, they worked on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's more the fact that, like, the actors involved didn't know what the hell to do.
Yes.
They were just screaming and flailing around. Because I'm like, you have swords and stuff? Like, because it seems like you can push them around and right. stuff.
I'm just like, why are you just flapping yeah. your arms there?
Yeah, again, as much as we might joke about snake puppets and vulture puppets, I'm totally down for that. But this is where some CGI could have been helpful.
Well, I think
we had it back then.
This was 1982 CGI is what they were going for.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like this the kind of thing where if you had better effects, this is where you would use it. But yeah, I guess this is their equivalent at the time, so worked well enough.
So an important thing, though, is that Valeria does make a deal with the gods here, you know, for like she'll pay whatever price she has to bring him back. And then they're all sad because they think like the spirits took him, but Mako's like, no, they left. He's cool. You're good. You know, they didn't want any of you, I guess.
You know, it's all good.
Conan wakes back up.
We're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But now we need a plan. So we kind of have one.
Yeah. Suutai's like, hey, go back and do
the same thing again.
I actually scouted the place this time instead of trying to sneak in there like a dumbass.
Yeah, it's not a great plan, but it's better than the one he had. Mm-hmm. They get all dolled up.
Well, I think the big difference is this one. They're like, we're going to see how far sneaking gets us, and then we're just going to murder every fucking thing that comes at us. Yes. Whereas, like, Conan was legitimately just trying to pretend to be a cultist and not paying attention to what's going on around him.
Yeah.
So anyway, they donned their finest war paint, and then they entered the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Like some sort of giant, like I thought it was a mine at first. I guess turns out it's a kitchen where you make people soup.
Yeah.
Cool. Little orgy kind of happening.
Well, yeah, then they go off to the orgy chamber.
Well, and it's all in one spot.
Well, they go like down to the next room is the orgy chamber.
I guess. It just seemed like there was a big pot at the top of the stairs where they're making Soylent Green. And then at the bottom of the stairs is like a little living area pit thing where there's just an orgy.
Yeah, I don't know. They're either way, like these the eight people carrying this pot of stew, like have the jauntiest little like carry the pot dance they're doing.
They got a whole song and dance routine. Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Their hips don't lie.
No.
That guy moves like Jagger.
All eight of them do not notice the fucking war painted giant Austrian man and Mongol and, you know, Viking chick.
They are not subtle.
You can't see me. You can't see me.
Swords with John Cena. I'm good, right?
And then we just get a shot of, like, you know, Cribs Thessala Doom. Like, he's sitting in his throne room just watching a giant orgy happen. And he's chilling with, like, the king's daughter or the princess.
Mm.
Princess is throwing up, like, deuces, and she's got snakes wrapped around her hands. And then, like, he's like, you know, this is good. This is tight. I like the feel here. It's snake time. And he's just a snake.
Like, maybe that's, I feel like he saw the danger coming and didn't want to tell anyone.
Or maybe that's just what happens when he gets aroused.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going off to my masturbatorium. I got to go through the snake tunnels to get there.
If I'm going to do this, I want a Hemi to do it with.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I do like that we just get, like, right side. Left side, middle with snake eyes, and now he's a snake.
Well, I like the little shot of his hands atrophying when they're like, whoop, back up into his sleeves. Yeah, so and he's just—it's just snake time. I guess that's what happens in there.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Brian's right though. It did seem like a shit's about to go down. I'm out of here. Later, guys.
I just wanted to play Nightcrawlers.
So sneak checks are noticeably easier to make in an orgy chamber because no one's really paying attention.
Yep.
Because he just, it turns into like Skyrim level stealth where he just walks up to the guy stirring the pot and stabs him in the chest.
As long as I'm like, crouching, I'm invisible.
Yeah.
there's one person going, oh, yeah.
My favorite.
Nobody was even having sex.
They were all just writhing around.
They really were. Like, people weren't even touching each other.
Valerian, was it?
Valeria.
Valeria. Like, at one point, she, like, jumps out from the stairs or whatever, does something, and then jumps over some, like, railing and knocks into a chain. Yeah. And, like, nobody fucking notices this.
She just slides along the floor and lights a tapestry on fire. Oh, that's what it was.
She just lights that on fire, and then she jumps over the thing and, like, kicks a chain while she's at it. And, like,
no one cares.
No one's the wiser.
The highest fuck. No one
the fuck. Yeah, really.
And then it's like, fuck it. We're killing everybody.
Yeah.
No, just the dudes.
Just, well, true, yeah. So Valerian just goes up and just slaps the shit out of the princess and all ties her. And then, yeah, Conan and Suatai just murder all the dudes.
Yep.
It's brutal. There's, like, Valeria lands a sick decapitation, too. They just go, like murder house on all these people.
Until the two rockers show up.
Yeah. And one of them just has the stupidest hammer.
We'll just call them Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
so.
That's fitting.
Hammerman, like
Rocksteady.
Rocksteady, yeah.
It's hammer time.
He would just die. Like, that hammer, like, there's no way you're winding that up and swinging that before Conan's just cut you into a whole bunch of pieces.
Right.
I mean, I know his mullet boosted his armor class by a lot. But, like, I don't know.
It works surprisingly well, somehow.
So he just beats the shit out of the center pillar, and then, the pillar falls away.
Is the hammer made out of vibranium or something? Like,
I don't know.
How are his wrists not shattered to powder?
I mean, never mind.
Yeah, no, I like the first.
This is strong.
It's okay.
Oh, God.
Snake time?
So, he gets the first swing, because again, like, somehow they don't stab him before he gets a swing off, but he smashes this pillar in the center, and the first brick to come off it knocks out the other roadie, Bebop, I guess we're calling him. Mm-hmm. So, like, he just took out his partner, and then the whole rest of the pillar falls, and it gives them time to run away, and it's like, that was helpful. Thanks, dude.
Straight critical fail.
Yep. Yeah.
It was like back in the days when I used to roll for my NPCs. I'd be like, oh, here are these tough guys I made, and there's the one they rolled to start this encounter.
He rolled a 1 and then a 20 to destroy the entire pillar.
Mm-hmm. They're done. So I like to fake out here, because they run through the caves, they kill a bunch of dudes, and then you're like, uh-oh, Valeria's caught. She's got two guys on one side, two guys on the other. You know, something's going to happen to her. And she's like, nope, I just murder all four.
Yeah. I got this.
Yeah, I know how to do this.
So now you're like, oh, cool, all right, she's safe. And then the movie's like, nope. James Earl Jones is like...
He's going to do something real stupid right now.
Not only did I inspire the followers of Set, I also inspired Serpentor.
Yeah, so he pulls out a bow, grabs himself a snake, straightens it out, fires it
like an arrow
into her side.
It's a homing snake.
Homing snake.
He does say seek before he fires it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's
it. Just snake
done. Yeah.
And I love that Arnold pulls it out like by pushing it through the other side, like he would an arrow.
And it's alive.
So she fought like the underworld and whatnot, and did all this crap to bring him back to life. He's like, she paid her debts to the gods.
She didn't try to poison out.
No, nothing.
Put her as a wound, nothing. Like nothing. And
she's like, let me breathe my last breath into you.
Yeah, she was dying for like 20 minutes.
Like, I feel better.
It's like, you know, if you had carried me, we could be back at Mako's by now.
I'm happy.
It was like the death scene from The Mask. Just, tell Auntie Em I'll miss her whenever. Like, don't forget me when I'm gone. Let me breathe my last breath into you. Keep me. Like, do something, dude. Yeah, she's still alive.
Just die.
The only thing I can think of, like, that's good for her is it seems like the afterlife she went to is cooler.
It's awesome, yeah.
You know, she's got her cool Valkyrie armor and stuff. Like, because this world sucks. Yeah. So she's done with it. So I guess that's good for her.
I suppose so.
Yeah. So they take the princess back to the, you know, the proto Stonehenge here and just tie her to a rock.
Yeah. Cause she's all like brainwashed still. So
yep.
She wants to shut the fuck up. So like, hey, just go over there and scream. Yeah.
It's time for a Jedi funeral for Valeria.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, was that paint that they covered her in, like, made of magnesium or something?
Arnold packed her full of C4.
Yeah, this thing fucking blew.
Packed her full of D4.
Yeah.
I was thinking, it's like that barbecue where the guy just puts too much of that gas. It's just like, all right, we'll just let it. Whoa! No, I didn't expect that to be.
I think it was trying to show, because I think his mouth has something to do with Crom.
Yeah,
so Arnold lit it because Mako says fires won't
light there. Yeah, no fire will light there.
And then it was like, boom, my Crom's awake. Like, I accept your whatever. And like,
accept your offering.
I accept this lady. Your woman. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the line with Suatai where he's, you know, Mako asks him why he's crying and he's like, you know, Coden's a Sumerian. He will not cry, so I will cry for him.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, and Princess is
pour
like,
pour one out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they saw your fire. They're coming for you. Cone's like, I don't give one fuck.
That was the point, you dumbass.
It's like, we're going to set all these traps. Mako's like, hey, I got all these things you could use. You guys want a montage? Cone's like, yeah, we'll montage.
I'm telling you, this is all precursor. This is where you look. The face paint?
Did some of those, some of the traps are exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised we didn't get that big spiky log.
Yeah.
I got a big spiky log.
Oh, God. See you, doctor.
Yeah. There's no way to take that. It's not terrible.
That's what she said.
It's a turd made of pizza and Doritos chunks. It's terrible. It hurts.
So Thessala sends out his whole war party here. And these dudes just fight an army.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On their terms, though.
Well, so. I like his prayer before battle where he wants Crom to give him the strength and all to guide him in battle and to get his revenge and all that. And he's like, and if not, to hell with you.
Yeah. Conan just jumps out. He's like, don't mess with me. I have the power of God and anime on my side. Yeah.
First of all, I was just thinking, like, what if this God was listening? And he's just like, oh, that's a meaningful speech. I'm definitely going to. Wait, what was that last part? Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind. You're on your own.
Well, at that point, he's like, all right, I like this guy. He's cool. But, like, it helps that the guys they're fighting are so stupid.
So stupid.
Like, I liked the whole thing that he set up a palisade basically to get the horses to go single file past him. And he, like, just murders the first dude with an axe.
That smells like straight up diarrhea.
Yeah, no, that was a bad fart. But, like,
straight up
the diarrhea. Next, like, six dudes just ride by him and he just keeps murdering them. It's like Baron Munchausen style.
Which I was worried for these horses. I don't know how they were doing this.
Yeah.
Watch out for the eucalyptus.
There's enough methane in the air. It might light.
Just set Joe on fire.
But also, I like they were using, they seem to be using raptor tactics. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I'm going to like stand here, you come running at me, and then the guy over here you didn't see behind the rock is going to stab you.
Yeah.
Hit you with an axe or a spear.
That's how you take on, you know, you know, big numbers. You know,
mm-hmm. I mean, them up. They did pick the ideal terrain to fight this battle.
Yeah.
And
it was all in their terms. So, yeah.
And it was where Crom fought giants.
Yes.
It saw symbolism in the scene and stuff. Yeah. Like,
he is fighting giants.
There's a point where Subutai has his bow and he's taking guys out and he's on his last arrow. He fires it and it's not clear at all what happens. Just both guys he fires at are like, oh, we're dead somehow. And they were right next to each other, too, so it's not even like it went through one and hit the other.
Crom split it in twain, and it killed them both.
It was just like none of them knew what the point of that scene was. They're like, oh, we died, whatever.
Neither one of them could tell which one of them got hit, so mm-hmm. they both decided to die.
Or one of them died, and the other one was just like, well, I'm not winning this, so I'm just going to pretend I'm dead and walk away.
It hit me.
Botches an initiative roll and just gets stabbed in the ass. But Mako comes in for the rescue.
Yep. He actually kills somebody, stabs him with a spear.
Mm-hmm.
Mako
falls on his ass.
Mako, you killed a guy with a trident.
Like a turtle. He's on his back. Like,
yeah, flopping around.
But, of course, once again, we get another snake arrow. Because that worked so well.
Well, we get the battle with his two, with Thessaladoon's like,
oh,
two number one guys. Yeah. Which, Hammerman, again, just fails.
It's like, oh, look at this helmet that looks like Conan's helmet that hasn't moved at all in the minute I've been standing here.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm going to smash that with my hammer.
Well, to be fair, after seeing how he tried to stealth into their palace the first time, you might think he's that stupid.
Yeah. Well, he is, because he totally, like, sets off a Goonies-style trap.
I mean, Conan, you might think he's that stupid. But yeah, our Rocksteady here, yeah, sets off this trap. Smashing his head, hits the big button, which makes the man jump in the boat and whatever, and the trap comes down.
Mm-hmm. Impales mouse the trap. Mouse and mouse trap.
Yeah.
And Conan's just standing there like, you dead, bro? For like a minute till the other guy walks by. He's like, oh, I'm going to get you, brother. Just runs over with his Hulk Hogan mustache. And he's got the edge on Conan for a while, but then Valeria does like a from the heavens run in here.
Yeah.
She's a force ghost.
Mm-hmm. Well, earlier in the movie, she said that, like, death can't keep them apart. If she dies, she'll fight her way up through hell to fight by his side, and, you know, she is doing that.
Even though if I die, you'll just let me die.
Yeah, obviously you do not feel the same about me, but whatever.
In fact, by the end of this, you're kind of walking off with another lady.
Yeah. But
one thing at a time, I guess.
She basically just hits this dude in the eyes with her sword, and then Conan fucks this guy
up. Oh, man. Like, gives him the thrashing of a lifetime.
This is one of those ones where you have one of those characters that spent all his stat points on endurance, but he's not really a threat to you, but he's going to take a while to kill. It's Conan just hacks this guy up, cuts his sword in half.
Yeah, eventually just smashes that sword.
I believe was his dad's
cuts
sword.
His dad's sword. Yeah. Yeah.
And then finally just like the guy finally dies. Then we get Snake Arrow.
Yes.
Yeah, at this point, James Earl Jones is like, I'm going to leave, but I'm going to kill that girl. They're not gonna win. They're gonna beat me. I'm killing her. That's what they want anyway.
Yep.
So he makes a little snake arrow.
Subutai's like, yo, I got the snatch arrow's feet.
Yeah.
Comes in with the block.
So he saves her. She's all now freaking out because she's like, but father, you were gonna kill me. Mm. Ooh. And like, you see, she's supposed to be kind of coming around on
like her spell, like it gets broken, I guess.
Yeah, not such a great guy after all.
Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck this dude. We're gonna let Conan into the palace.
That's just what they do. She starts walking around with the finger guns again, carrying some snakes, with a big beefy man behind her. She's killing everybody in her wake.
Yeah, so Thessaldoom tries the whole, like, I'm gonna stare at you, call you my son, try to talk you down like I did your mom. Conan ain't having that shit.
Yeah, for a minute looks like he is, and then he's just like,
I'm past that saving throw check.
He's rocking blue steel right now.
Yeah.
So he uses his father's sword and just starts hacking at his neck.
Yeah, he doesn't even like get him in one clean shot. He's got a
By the way, I love
makes
that.
Makes it better too.
I loved it because I wanted to mention it before, but I figured I'd wait. But like, when he's fighting the guy in the pit, like, he, you know, does this arm maneuver, and it takes him a couple hits to break his arm. And, like, here, you know, it doesn't cut through right away. Like, later movies with Schwarzenegger that are supposed to be in the real world, and he's, like, breaking arms and necks like it's nothing. And here, it's a fantasy world, and they're actually, you know, more realistic about it, and it makes it better.
It does, yeah.
He's doing it like he's trying to chop a tree down.
Yeah.
He's doing that at, like,
it's
a V.
It's brutal, but it's kind of cool.
And he just looks at Doom's cult and he's just like, yeah, this is your guy right here. Here's his head. Now throw that down the stairs.
He tosses
your king. Is this your king?
And he tosses it to him like it's a beach ball at a concert.
Love just the extended shot of you just watch from his perspective the thing fucking tumble all the way down the stairs. This cult's just like, all right, well, I guess we're going home.
Yeah. I guess I should go see what the kids are up to.
It reminded me of that. I
haven't fed them in a couple days.
That shot in like Forrest Gump when he's running across the country and then he's just like, I guess I'm going home now. And everyone's like, what are we supposed to do? So they put out their candles and go home.
And then he's just kind of sitting on the stairs moping a bit or whatever. And the daughter comes up to him and she's like bowing to him or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's, yeah, fuck that. Fuck this place. And tosses a big candle up the stairs and somehow sets a stone building on fire.
He hit, like, the one tapestry, I don't know.
I guess. Yeah. And yeah, he just, like, you know what? You're mine now. Grabs her and starts walking off into the sunset.
Like, it was unnecessary. Like, the whole extra little scene there was unnecessary.
Yeah.
And then he just, you see him sitting on a throne while Mako talks about how badass he is.
Yeah. And by the way, there will be a sequel. That's it. That's Conan from 1982.
Conan.
So, on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 70%. Audience gave this a score of 74%. That's their personal thoughts and opinions. What about your thoughts and opinions / recommendations on this, Rob?
I don't know. I'm a little conflicted on this one. Well, overall, I did enjoy it. I feel like there's a lot of just boring nothing happening in the middle of this movie. I think overall, I'll recommend it, but there's a lot of times where there's nothing happening, and the dialogue is almost non-existent. But on that, I mean, it's okay. The fight scenes are cool. Some of the stuff is pretty cheesy, but overall, it's enjoyable.
All right. Joe.
So this movie somehow manages to be at the same time like this amazing movie that like defined the sword and sorcery genre and is this great like epic fantasy film, and at the same time is the stupidest thing ever. And I mean it's that rare epic stupid that somehow works. Of course I'm going to recommend it. This movie, it's a great movie, but it's so dumb. And like Rob said, there's so many scenes where the dialogue, it's just Arnold staring at a camera while someone else talks to him. And you can tell just on the look on his face, he's like, they're like, don't do a thing, don't do a thing, don't do a thing. He's like, I would do a thing. And that's, that's it. But like at the same time, it's really just an awesome movie. I mean, the scale of it, the sets are really cool. I love the combination of like Viking and Mongol themes and all like the armor and weapons and stuff. Arnold somehow like gives a good performance as Conan, even though he just goes and says like five things. You know, the other people in his party are cool. Like the movie doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it's great. I have a good time watching it. And James Earl Jones is fucking awesome as Thessala Doom.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to recommend it as well. Particularly if you're into the swords and sorcery type of thing, this is one of the top tiers for them. Although the bar is really low for those type of movies. So, because until Lord of the Rings, I think there was nothing.
It's not a lot.
Nothing really to talk about.
Talk about long and dragged out.
No, I mean,
well, yeah.
Willow, represent Willow.
Yeah, there are others, but not a lot. But yeah, while there are definitely slow parts, it's on video now. You can fast forward a little if you want. No harm in that. Not a ton of story you're going to miss. So yeah, watch the cool stuff, get pumped, enjoy it.
Fucking awesome drums.
Edit yourself, yeah. But worth watching if you're into that. Brian.
Love this movie. Like, I recommend it. Nah, it's long. Like, a lot of it can be cut out, but I take that time to go make snacks and do other things, whatever. So it works out great. But this movie is like, it's your first D&D campaign where like your DM doesn't use a module. So like, there's not a lot of dialogue in it.
That's a really good metaphor.
Yeah, we're like really not comfortable with dialogue without a module yet. So like, it's just kind of learning still, but you're still having fun. You're still finding things you want to fight. It's a little longer than you hope to be, whatever. But still, it's dope. Like I enjoy it.
And the main character is not at all interested in talking to anybody. Anyone. Like he just wants to go on the dungeon crawl.
That's it. Yeah, so like, I really appreciate this movie. And every time I watch it, I want to go. I want to do something fantasy oriented, you know, afterwards, like.
And also teaches you why you should tell your party where you're going and stick together.
Yes.
You go off and face the adventure on your own. You get fucked up.
All your supporting characters, like, they don't waste time giving you too much backstory. And I'm like,
I am the thief and the archer.
Cool thing. Yeah. Cool. Hop on in. Like, fuck all the. I don't even know who your mom are, who your mom is. Like, I don't care. Like, so I really appreciate the movie. So I love it. I recommend it.
All right, so that's recommendations all around for Conan the Barbarian from 1982.
A warning, the drums will force the testosterone right out of your balls. Like, you better be ready for it.
Even if you're a lady.
Even if you're a lady.
Milk the testosterone out of you. That's sound worse than I meant it, but that's fine. So, what else do we have for the people, Brian?
It is that D20 of fate time to roll that 20-sided die to see what movie we watch next.
Yes,
I believe it's Rob's turn.
I believe it is.
Roll something awesome or don't. You know, let fate decide.
It's up to the list. You know.
Well, not if you roll a 1 or a 20.
This is true. It's an 18, though, so we're all right, maybe. 18 is... Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
2004's Blade Trinity.
Oh, dear God. I thought we just left Blade behind.
We did.
Okay.
All right.
Triple Wesley H versus Snipes. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. Wait, is Wesley Snipes not in that one?
No, he is.
Oh, okay. Sort of.
I've never seen the third one. I guess I will now.
No, we trade in Whistler for Jessica Biel and Ryan Reynolds.
Yay.
And I believe a straight-up Dracula?
Yeah, he just straight-up fights Dracula.
Yeah. So, that's coming up. Rob, what else do we have for the people?
Thanks for listening, guys. That's all. Goodbye. No, guys, thank you so much for listening, as always. If you want to learn how to support the podcast and find our old episodes, archived episodes, and upcoming episodes, you can go to the 4AM pod, or I'm sorry, 4ampodcast.podbean.com. You can also please consider subscribing if you enjoyed what you heard today. We have a new episode every week. Please help spread the word about the show by leaving a positive review on iTunes and following us on Facebook and Twitter at 4AM Podcast. It really helps us out. You can contact us by email at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. And like I said, if you're interested in old episodes or buying merch or sponsoring an episode or any of that kind of stuff.
Give us money.
Yeah. You can find all that stuff at 4ampodcast.podbean.com.
And if not, to hell with you.
Wow. I said it better myself.
Some of us don't feel as strongly about it, but some don't of us are it, just Rob. Dead inside from Blade Trinity.
We'll be.
It's like, I don't know, the Marvel.
You live by the list, funk. You gotta die by the list.
Yeah, the Marvel funk is strong recently.
Not the good Marvel funk.
Well, that's not the funk.
Yeah, he means funk like yeah. What you smell like right now. Anyway, so we will thank you for joining us this week. We hope you'll join us next week for Blade Trinity. But until then,
deuces.
Bye.
Rob. I don't know why in the beginning of the episode I forgot what I was going to say. I had something planned out and I just said Rob.